If you want to hit next level, you got to think next level. Let's go. Welcome to the JG3 Project. I'm your host, James Gordon III, aka JG3. I'm on a mission each and every day to become the best version of myself that I can. That requires hitting next levels, which requires taking massive action. If that sounds like you, welcome. I'm glad you're here. Where we at? Cash rules everything around me. Cream it. Yeah. Check this old fly shit out. Where we at? Cash rules everything around me. Cream get the money. Here we go. Check this. Yeah. I grew up on the crime side, the New York Times side. Staying alive was no job. Arguably one of my favorite all-time songs right there. Cream, get the money, dollar dollar bill, y'all. Cash rules everything around me. You gotta understand what this song's about, man. And we're gonna talk about that a little bit today. A little bit of struggle, right? You gotta remember, there is no story without a struggle. Think about anybody that you look up to, you admire right now. It can be an athlete. It can be someone in the business space. It can be your father, your mother, your grandparent. It can be anybody out there, okay? There's always a struggle to every story. This is no different. This song's no different. Your life is no different. We've all got a story because we've all came from a struggle. Not every struggle is created equal. Your struggle is probably different than my struggle. And my struggle is guaranteed or different from the Wu-Tang Clan member's struggle, okay? But that's not the point. It's not about trying to compare and one-up who struggles better, who struggles worse, who suffered more. The shit's irrelevant. What is relevant is understanding where you came from and how you can leverage where you came from and that struggle to identify that story and then go on to tell your story. Let me tell you something. I recently had an opportunity to get in front of some young men and women who have had absolute struggle. And if we were going to compare struggles, theirs is definitely probably far greater than mine. But let me tell you something. When I was able to get in front of this group and start sharing my story, it's the first time I've done this publicly. It was interesting, to be honest with you. It was a little tough initially, but I was able to get through it and go through my actual story. I've told it on this podcast before. You can go find it and check it out. I'm not going to get into it right now because that's not the message. The message is how you can leverage your struggles, to create your story, to tell your story, to use that story as an influence, if you will, to help others, to motivate others, to bring others up, okay? Cream, in this case, that's the currency, man. You know, cash. What is your motivator? What is your driving factor? What is your cream, you know? Without too much emphasis on this actual song right here, let's talk about that. Mine has always been legacy, okay? That's mine right there. I'm not sure what yours is. In order to really obtain legacy for me, I've got to keep hitting levels, man. You got to keep hitting levels. And you're going to hit those levels and break through each level by understanding and how to leverage your background, your situations, where you came from, and marry that right on up to where you want to go, okay? Take the struggle, create the story. Very honored to be in front of these people. You know, there's a nonprofit organization, you know, free plug right here called the Lookup Center here in Newark, Ohio. I had an opportunity to meet with their executive director not too long ago to hear all the really cool things they were doing. I have never heard of something like this. Here is a nonprofit not taking money from government entities. Okay, not sacrificing will or, you know, desire to build a center around the hopes and dreams. Very visionary, very entrepreneurial, but in a nonprofit manner. From a faith-driven perspective, value-based perspective, this organization is bringing literally men and women off the street who have been struggling for days, months, weeks, years, it doesn't matter, through a wide variety of different struggles. Some have struggled abuse, sobriety, drugs, alcohol, violence, prison. Very amazing to see what's kind of happening over here. I was just moved by the whole damn thing, to be honest with you. So I want to jump on here and do a podcast to talk about how that struggle in becoming vulnerable and telling your story can actually be your superpower. Okay? That was my message to these people. I basically started out as a kid. Here was my situation, you know, going through whatever that looks like as an adolescent, becoming a young man, having children, getting married at a young age, the fights, the battles that go on with all of that, racking up all the credit card debt to try to keep up with the Joneses, to look good about, you know, going on vacations, trying to outdo other people, you know, and then all of a sudden it's stripped away because you're going through divorce, you're dealing with child support, shared parenting, you know, things along these lines. Oh, by the way, I lost my job. I was fired, basically. You know, had to start my own company, figure out life, take our so-called dream home. That thing basically got foreclosed on, had to short sale it, move out of there. Now I'm in my parents' basement, and I'm a so-called entrepreneur. You know, this is my basic story. You know, you got yours, what's yours? The world needs to hear it, and it wants to hear it. Your customers probably want to hear it. Your audience wants to hear it. Your group wants to hear it, because we can all relate to some level. Again, this isn't trying to one-up somebody, okay? When I was able to get in front of these people and tell the story, guess what they did? They started sharing theirs. They saw that me coming from a position of vulnerability and care and being humble, they were able to open up a little bit and then a little bit more. And by the end of the hour, you know, some people were telling me some things that they've gone through. No, I have to believe for a few of these people, for the first time in their life, they were able to really talk about this and say, you know what? Shit, man. I'm not going to let my past define my future. It's okay to have struggle in life and to know that that's a part of my story and how I can repurpose this for something good and great. And this organization, these men and women, it's pretty cool, man. They're all coming together as a group and they're learning some form of a skilled trade. It could be from an electrician perspective, you know, it can be from a manufacturing perspective. It doesn't matter. We're taking people who society as a whole has always said, nope, sorry, we're not employing you. You're unemployable. Well, guess what? I'm unemployable for a different reason. I'm cool with that. I don't want to go work for somebody. Okay? I'm going to break the rules in my own way. These people are breaking the rules in their way. Very cool stuff. Thought I'd share this message with you right there. I thought Cream was an appropriate way to jump on in here, deliver some value, and let you remember that there really is no story without the struggle. We've all had them. You got yours, I got mine. Mine's not better than yours, yours is not better than mine. There are plenty of people out there that have been impacted in a wide variety of ways. They say never judge a book by its cover. Let's face it, man. We all do this shit. We all judge, okay? Just call it like you see it. The process behind that, for me, is not about just the judgment act, it's the follow-through. What are you doing after that? Are you able to audit yourself through that judgment? We all judge, okay? I have the ability to try to literally step inside the shoes of somebody else to see it from their side, to see where they're coming from. For all walks of life, all race, all gender, it doesn't matter to me. I'm an equal opportunity human being. I want you all to be the same, okay? That's where I'm at. That's what I'm trying to do. You know, when I walk into a room of these types of people, the 20-year-old me would have made other types of judgments and let those carry through my thought process. Not anymore. You know, that's not me. I don't want that to be you. That's part of the problem with America right now, by the way. You know, these people need to see that they are people. You need to see that you're a person. It all starts with you. Look your ass in the mirror and say you're worth something. You're here for a reason. You went through X, Y, and Z so you can get to A, B, and C. It doesn't matter. You've got worth around here. Why don't you start acting like it? Start treating others like it. that you that they've got it as well. That's where I'm at right now. And I'm not going to take this any longer. I'm not going to run this. I can run this into the ground all day long. But think about this. What about other people out there and their situations? They've all got a struggle just like you did at one point in time. What can you do right now to help them out? It's not all about donating dollars and cents. Sometimes it's volunteering. Sometimes it's as simple as sharing your story, to have an influence, to let them know that they can come from it too. If you're a JG3 podcast subscriber, let me tell you, I appreciate you, man. Thank you so much. If you have not already, please head on over to iTunes. Check out the podcast right there and write me a review, a 5-star review if you don't mind. And then like, share, comment. Get this out to the masses, man. Let's help grow the JG3 Project and get everybody on the best track to become the most elite version of themselves by hitting the next level. Until the next one.